This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State lawmakers have unanimously agreed to expand a law protecting immigrants from being blackmailed. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
In Colorado, it's already illegal to threaten to report an undocumented immigrant to law enforcement in order to get something of value from them. The measure now makes it illegal to use that kind of threat to keep someone from doing something. Bill sponsors point to a case in Boulder where a domestic abuser threatened the victim with deportation if they went to police. But according to state figures, this type of crime is rare. In the last 4 years, no one has been convicted of immigration-based extortion. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A bill to have Camp Amache in southeast Colorado designated a National Historic Site cleared a major hurdle in Congress today. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
The bill, introduced by Representatives Joe Neguse and Ken Buck, had a hearing in Neguse's subcommittee. Neguse and 90-year-old Bob Fujigami testified in support of the designation for the former Japanese internment camp. Fujigami and his family were held at Amache for 3 years. He said making it a National Park Service site would help tell a more complete story of America.
This history should not be ignored, forgotten, or remain invisible.
In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper introduced a companion bill in the Senate today. The Boys and Girls Club of Pueblo County is exploring aquaponics thanks to a $175,000 NASA grant. Spokeswoman Becky Medina says the project has helped young people stay connected.
The nimbleness of these types of programs to be able to reach youth and continue engaging them, you know, when there was a lot of shutdown.
Middle and high school students from Southern Colorado will perform experiments and collect data using in-home plant and fish grow kits. Coming up on the program, Black Democratic Caucus Chair Representative Leslie Harrod of Denver is a state house leader on police reform. She joins us in 10 minutes here on All Things Considered on CPR News.